Well, President Barack Obama's re-election team is reportedly on the hunt to hire more African Americans, and that's a search that has stirred a debate among Black Democrats about the president's record on diversity and its implications for his re-election. And joining us on the story is Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico and my colleague on Capitol Hill. Jonathan, hey.
Hey, good morning, Todd.
Good to have you on. Hey, so Jonathan, look, right off the top, a lot of people might be really surprised to hear or to read what you have to write, which is that Barack Obama has a diversity problem?
Well, I don't know if Barack Obama has a diversity problem. What I would say is all the indications are that his campaign and his White House believe that if they don't have a problem, they need to do better. And what I'm talking about is sort of a series of things that have happened. One is the campaign manager, Jim Messina, has set up a diversity working group within the campaign to try to hire more more people of color and women and gay and lesbian activists. And so that's one indication that they believe that they needed a diversity working group. And I think it's interesting that the campaign manager appointed himself chairman of that. Obviously, as a campaign manager, he could already have been doing hiring in that manner. Another thing that sort of is a data point here is that there's a part of the campaign that's dedicated to organizing the African American vote, and recently the person who runs that sent out an email to I would say a group of mostly prominent African Americans, asking them for resumes for people who could be hired into this field organizing group for African Americans. And then the third thing happened just this week. The White House Personnel Office and some of their legislative liaisons who work on Capitol Hill trying to help members of Congress understand what's going on with things that the White House wants and vice versa. Some of those folks and some of the personnel folks came down to Capitol Hill to meet with the Congressional Black Caucus's chiefs of staff, basically to solicit resumes from African-American candidates for jobs in the White House. So what you're seeing here, I think, broadly is a real push for Team Obama, whether that means at the campaign headquarters in Chicago or at the White House. And in some cases, these things may be related. Somebody moves from the White House to the campaign, then there's an opening at the White House. Perhaps there's an opportunity to fill that with a candidate from a minority group. You see all these things, take them together, and obviously there's a push going on here. I would say that there are some people who believe that the administration has not created enough opportunities and the campaign has not created enough opportunities for minorities, particularly African Americans.
Now, what you seem to be suggesting and what was suggested in your story broadly, Jonathan Allen, was that there's sort of two sides to this. One is getting qualified African Americans who can reach out to African American voters, which is sort of a practical campaign. A campaign function. The other is image, getting more black faces, more African-American faces into prominent parts of the campaign, prominent parts of the White House, sort of two sides of one thing. And the image part of it makes me wonder if there's an enthusiasm gap among African-American voters. Isn't OFA, Obama for America, a little bit worried that they're not going to have the enthusiasm in places like North Carolina, where there are a lot of African-American voters, that they had in 2008?
The campaign certainly won't put it as something that they're worried about, other than that they generally want to try to maintain, you know, all the voters they had last time and increase voters that they have from last time. But when you talk to African Americans who are on the ground in various parts of the country, I think a lot of them believe that there is an enthusiasm gap. Not that all of a sudden African American voters are going to rush to Mitt Romney. That's not going to happen. But particularly because there are there has been a shift in independent voters, particularly we're talking about white independents, in order to offset that, the president really needs to boost turnout among his core constituencies, one of them being African-Americans. And I think what you're seeing here, as you mentioned, there's sort of the two parts. One is when you're going into communities asking people to come out and vote, a lot of times it's helpful to have somebody who has, you know, if you're looking to boost African-American turnout, to have African-American campaign workers. The other part, as you mentioned, is the upper echelons of the campaign. And the people who are going to be looking at that are other elected officials, other high-level African-American activists. And
I would think donors, John.
How much energy?
And I would think donors too, right?
How much of their credibility they want to put on the line to try to boost turnout, whether they want to pour their own money into get out the vote efforts. They will be gauging that on somewhat on what the campaign has done on issues of importance to African Americans, and some of it on whether the campaign and the White House have done things like made appointments for African Americans to judgeships and to other positions. Mm-hmm. One of the things the White House likes to note in any discussion of diversity is how many African Americans, Latinos, and women it has appointed to the bench. Now, there are a lot of African Americans in Washington, D.C. and around the country who would like to see more of that diversity in other presidentially appointed positions, and the White House is not forthcoming with numbers.
Right, and you write that they didn't really have a lot of numbers for concerned lawmakers and their staffs when they made this pitch right on Capitol Hill. Well, the President Obama's reelect campaign is looking for qualified African-American young people and people in the upper echelon of the campaign. Jonathan Allen from Politico has the story. Jonathan, thanks, man.